Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Braddock Heights, Frederick.
Let's go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
More roadwork setting up in Virginia now. Inner loop after the Dulles Toll Road, getting by single file to the left very slowly past that work zone. That's before you get to the one in Maryland at Carter Rock where the two right lanes get by. And on northbound 395, single right lane is getting by at King Street with the work zone. They're also working northbound at exit 133 at Falmouth, Route 17, single left lane gets by slowly. WTOP Traffic Center presented by Window Nation. Buy two windows, get two free. Visit windownation.com. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Let's go to Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Clouds will be moving in this evening and for your early morning commute on Wednesday. Those clouds will bring a few isolated to scattered showers around the area, but will salvage your Wednesday afternoon with some milder air. Temperatures tonight, 53 to 58 degrees. Highs tomorrow, 68 to 74. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Hyattsville, 60. Herndon, 65, Foggy Bottom 62. Some parts of our area falling to the 50s late tonight at 9:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Dimitri Sotis. Coming up, we have breaking news. The Senate has passed a $95 billion package to provide Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan with aid, but also getting closer to a possible TikTok ban. The jury on Donald Trump's criminal trial hears about a scheme to keep negative stories out of the news during his 2016 campaign. The trial taking tomorrow off, but more testimony on Thursday. Also ahead.
A big step forward in the recovery after the Baltimore Bridge collapse.
This work is getting done.
I'm Mike Marilla.
And a youth curfew for the National Harbor area on weekends. Another bad night for the Capitals. Now they trail the Rangers 2-0 in the series. 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Breaking news in the U.S. Senate a short time ago.
On this vote, the yeas are 79. The nays are 18. The motion to concur in the House amendment to the Senate amendment to H.R. 815 is agreed to.
Lawmakers pass a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This bill is one of the most consequential measures Congress has passed in years to protect America's security and the future, the very future of Western democracy.
Congress also sends President Biden a bill requiring TikTok's Chinese parent company to sell the platform or face a U.S. ban. CBS News projects that both President Biden and former President Donald Trump win their party's primaries in Pennsylvania. The Federal Trade Commission votes to ban a non-compete agreement for millions of workers. CBS's Jolene Kent.
According to the FTC, 30 million U.S. workers have non-compete clauses. And it's not just your, you know, high-rolling Hollywood types that you see on TV or in the movies. We're talking about veterinarians, registered nurses, truck drivers, salon workers, and, of course, Hollywood talent, but all kinds of different people. And for the 30 million people affected, the FTC ban would void all the current language, rendering those non-competes basically unenforceable.
The Justice Department is paying almost $139 million to settle more than 100 claims that it badly mishandled allegations of sexual assault against Michigan State University and USA Gymnastics Dr. Larry Nassar in 2015 and 2016, allowing the abuse to continue. Attorney Mick Graywell represents 44 of the victims.
The goal here, honestly, is to hope that this serves as a lesson for federal law enforcement so that they make change so this never happens again.
At former President Donald Trump's Manhattan criminal trial, a veteran tabloid publisher testifies that he pledged to be Trump's eyes and ears during his 2016 presidential campaign. CBS's Michael George with more on David Pecker.
Pecker detailed three stories he bought just to kill, including an apparently false story about Trump fathering a child out of wedlock and Trump's relationship with former Playboy model Karen McDougal. McDougal claims they had an affair in 2006.
More students on college campuses nationwide are staging demonstrations against Israel's war in Gaza.
Protests are growing louder in solidarity. Students are also joining in at UC Berkeley.
Quite frankly, I think it's important that people start to align themselves with Palestinian resistance.
Here at Columbia University, the seventh day of protests, demonstrators want the school to divest from all business that supports Israel. They're also demanding amnesty for all students who have been punished.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03 on WTOP this Tuesday night, April 23rd, 2024. Hyattsville at 60 and some of us falling to the 50s overnight. I'm Dimitri Sotis with the top local stories we're following this hour. It was 4 weeks ago now that the Key Bridge in Baltimore collapsed into the Patapsco River after a huge container ship rammed into the bridge. The disaster took the lives of six construction workers and shut down one of America's busiest ports. Where are we in the cleanup? WTOP's Mike Murillo with this update tonight.
Despite the fact this work is dangerous, this work is getting done.
Governor Wes Moore says we are seeing progress, including the opening of a fourth, much deeper channel. It'll be a 35-foot channel and will be open for about 4 days, starting at the end of the week, weather willing.
And that is going to allow several ships in the Port of Baltimore to be able to move through that are currently stuck, to allow them to move through the channel.
The fourth channel can open up after a big lift last night of a 560-ton piece of the bridge, the biggest piece lifted so far. The goal continues to be to reopen a bigger channel by the end of May. So to do that, the new channel will then be closed off for about 10 days so that the Dolly container ship can be freed from the wreckage and cleared out. Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
While the Port of Baltimore remains closed for now, lots of money is lost. We're talking about the wages of longshoremen without jobs and no cargo coming in or going out. In this exclusive WTOP report, our Kate Ryan sits down with the Maryland Port Administrator on why the Port of Baltimore is so important to all of us commercially.
70% of what comes off containers in the Port of Baltimore is consumed within 70 miles of the port.
Which means the Baltimore-Washington MSA and the consumption zone that is our region is reliant on the imports that come in.
Jonathan Daniels, the Executive Director of the Maryland Port Administration, tells WTOP that includes cars, sugar, electronics, clothing, anything that comes in a shipping container. Daniels says since the Key Bridge collapse, the push has been on to reopen the shipping channel to its 50-foot depth, allowing for larger container ships to enter again. And the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has estimated that could happen by the end of May. But until then, there could be some delays and some price increases. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Well, there's more help coming for local businesses that have been so hard hit by the Key Bridge collapse. Applications are open for two additional economic relief programs. One program offers small business grants of up to $50,000 and no interest loans for up to $500,000. Another will provide $15 million in grants to businesses that have had operations impacted or shipments disrupted at the Port of Baltimore. Governor Wes Moore created the programs through an executive order that was signed April 5th, but is just now taking effect. Well, new tonight on WTOP, Prince George's County is planning to put in a new youth curfew on weekends at National Harbor. The curfew bans unaccompanied teens from being there between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. It follows several large crowds and disturbances last Saturday night. The curfew is confirmed by a couple of Prince George's County Council members speaking with WTOP as they passed emergency legislation to put this curfew in place. Our partners at 7 News say the blanket curfew would also include fines for parents who knowingly let their children violate the order. It's 10:06. Two young boys that died in a Fairfax, Virginia fire are being remembered as heroes after undergoing organ donation surgery. Their father spoke with us here at WTOP about all they've gone through as a family.
It just felt like
It came from nowhere.
3-year-old Zachariah and 6-year-old William were airlifted to Children's National Hospital after the fire and died 4 days later from smoke inhalation. Their father, Jamie Bryce, said their faith is getting them through.
We are people of faith, and we're praying to God for a miracle.
Both boys underwent organ donation. Jamie said they're hoping to meet the families that were helped by their donation.
We're really excited that both their hearts made it. So the idea that those two big hearts of love and joy are like going to hopefully live on in somebody else, we know it's going to be a total blessing.
Valerie Bonk, WTOP News.
We've got an update on yesterday's big warehouse fire in Sterling. The black smoke could be seen for miles by drivers. The fire department says the cause ended up being somebody smoking and not properly putting out their cigarette. The main building is a total loss because of the fire damage, estimated at about $2.25 million. No civilians were hurt. There was a firefighter examined for minor heat-related injuries. Coming up tonight on WTOP, a gourmet market with several locations around here vanishes, closes down entirely. Traffic and weather in about 30 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rachel, and I have a serious heart condition called hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, or HCM. Some symptoms include being short of breath, feeling tired, or having dizziness or chest pain. I still had symptoms on my beta blocker, so I asked my cardiologist about any treatment advances. It was a breakthrough for me. That's why I'm working with Bristol-Myers Squibb to raise awareness about HCM and to help others like me. Talk to your cardiologist today and visit hcmrealtalk.com for more information.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb.
1008.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks with Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
In Montgomery County, there has been a crash on the Beltway on the inner loop before New Hampshire Avenue. All lanes are blocked right now. One caller says it was a car on its roof, and the responders are there, and nobody is getting by on the inner loop Beltway before New Hampshire Avenue around this crash. No one getting by heading toward 95. And on T70 northbound, it is a work zone beginning after Father Hurley Boulevard through Clarksburg, getting by slowly single file to the right. On 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, everything running pretty well there. 50 to the Bay Bridge, nothing in your way. Virginia side, though, inner loop setting up the work zone after the Dulles Toll Road, getting by single file to the left, and then beyond that, getting into Maryland with a work zone at Carter Rock, two right lanes are getting by. In Virginia, northbound traffic on 95, heavy and slow, getting up through Falmouth at exit 133. Single left lane is getting by the work zone. Now it looks like they're setting up in Dale City and getting by single file near exit 156. And then single file to the right at King Street on 395 north. That also because of road work. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson, a Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. Bob Inwood, WTOP Traffic.
And now we're going to Veronica Johnson. She's 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Tracking the next weather, Meg, here. And we do have a chance for a little bit of rain. It's a low chance for a little bit of rain, I should say. That is going to be tonight and through your Wednesday morning rush. So clouds will be moving in late this evening. Temperatures between 58 and 64 degrees. And by early Wednesday morning, 53 to 58 for a morning temperature. Highs tomorrow anywhere between 68 and 74 degrees as we turn partly sunny, a little breezy, a little bit more of a chill during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson at the First Alert Weather Center.
Gaithersburg 63, Arlington 62, and Lanham 57 degrees. Dropping to the lower 50s in a few spots overnight. We're brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. 10:10, we bring you money news at 10 and 40 past the hour as we check in now with Jeff Claypool.
Gourmet markets and coffee shop Foxtrot abruptly closed its nearly one dozen locations in the D.C. area Tuesday, citing business struggles. JetBlue stock tumbled after warning summer revenue will be down on weak ticket sales in competitive Latin America. The Noma Farmers Market returns in May. It's moving to 3rd Street Northeast between M&N and is much bigger this year. The Dow gained 264 points in Tuesday's session. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Asia-Pacific markets mostly higher, like Tokyo's stocks up 2%. South Korea's KOSPI is also up 2%. It looks like President Biden is closing the gap in some of the national polls, the public polls with Donald Trump. But even as that's happening, we have a new malaise, it seems. People just not very enthusiastic about the race overall. We'll check in and talk polling with NBC News next on WTOP. 1012.
You're probably not easily persuaded to switch mobile providers for your business. But what if we told you it's possible that Comcast Business Mobile can save you up to 75% a year on your wireless bill versus the big three carriers? It's true. Plus, you can get two unlimited lines for just $30 each a month. Oh, and one more thing. It's all on the most reliable 5G mobile network nationwide. Comcast Business Mobile makes all the business sense in the world. Quality, convenience, and savings you can put right back in your pocket. Wireless that works for you. With Comcast Business Mobile, it's not just possible, it's happening. Comcast Business, powering possibilities. Ask how to save up to $830 off an eligible 5G phone with qualifying trade-in when you switch to Comcast Business Mobile. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Comcast Business Internet and unlimited intro service required. Pricing subject to change. Taxes and fees extra. Reduced speeds after 20 gigabytes of usage. Data thresholds may vary. Comcast Business Mobile utilizes the network with the highest RootMetrics 5G reliability rankings in 2H23. Wi-Fi not tested.
Later this half hour, details on a summer shutdown on several stations of Metro's Red Line. An American faces more than a decade behind bars for what was found in some luggage. We've got that ahead later. Now, 1013, and we're glad to have you here. More news on the way from WTOP.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And we've got a special traffic report. Take you right to Bob Immler tonight.
Interloop Beltway before New Hampshire Avenue. All lanes are blocked. Caller says it is an overturned car on its roof. All lanes are blocked on the Interloop Beltway before exit 28. Nobody getting by at the moment. More on the 8s and when it breaks.
Thank you, Bob. It's 1014 here on WTOP.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
John Aaron, Michelle Bash, and Rita Kessler.
They can't help you prepare for that meeting tomorrow morning.
But with traffic updates every 10 minutes on the 8s, they can help you show up for it on time.
Mornings on WTOP News.
Facts matter.
It's now 10:14. We're glad to have you with us on WTOP. Campaign 2024, the share of voters who say they have high interest in this year's election has hit an all-time low for the same point in a presidential race. Comes from a new NBC News poll with majorities holding negative views of both President Biden and former President Trump. NBC senior political editor Mark Murray joined us earlier with a deeper dive into the numbers.
It is a potential signal for lower turnout. And again, this is just one gauge. And our poll has been asking this question going back to the 2008 cycle. And this is the lowest share of a high interest that we have seen since that election cycle. And what's also notable is that it's not the first time this cycle where we've actually seen this kind of low level of high interest. We saw it in our previous poll back in January and even in late of 2023. And it does kind of add a sense that turnout could end up being lower in 2024 than it was 4 years ago. And that could actually end up scrambling a presidential contest that the rematch between President Biden and former President Donald Trump, that if you end up having a lower turnout, that could end up producing a potentially different result 6 months from now in November.
You use an expression like scrambling. Does it suggest that the incumbent could be in trouble if fewer people come out, or do we not know?
So there are two different thoughts. The one is that, yes, the incumbent could, the Democrats could end up being at a disadvantage. And our poll ends up showing that Republicans have a higher level of interest overall at 70% than Democratic respondents do at 65%. But there's another thinking that Democrats who've done very well in kind of low turnout special elections across the country, did better than expected in the midterm elections, could actually be the ones who would do better in a low turnout election. And our poll shows that a lot of Donald Trump support comes from voters who did not participate in the 2020 presidential election or the 2022 midterm. So I do think it's a potential jump ball, but it is one of the big factors that we have to go into with eyes wide open, that turnout probably will be lower than what we end up seeing in 2020.
In several public polls that have been out, President Biden has been closing the gap with Donald Trump. Is that the case here as well?
Absolutely. Our poll back in January had Donald Trump with a 5-point lead over Joe Biden within the poll's margin of error. This time around, Donald Trump's lead has been trimmed to 2 points. And that's consistent with a lot of other polling that we've seen. And it's important to note the context over the last few months, where you end up having President Biden's State of the Union address, big campaign blitz, the fact that President Biden has been on the campaign trail more in the last few weeks than Donald Trump, who's been saddled with that trial in Manhattan, as well as the other legal challenges that he has.
You mentioned a jump ball earlier. I might be introducing one more here, Mark. What about the effect of a third party guy like RFK Jr.?
This was a little bit of a surprise in our poll. Our poll ended up finding that Donald Trump's 2-point lead in a head-to-head matchup turned into a 2-point lead for Joe Biden when you ended up expanding the ballot to multiple candidates, including RFK Jr. And our poll showed, when within the margin of error, that there were more Republicans and more Trump voters who were supporting RFK in an expanded ballot than Joe Biden voters. And again, this is just one poll. We'll need to watch over the next 6 months or so. But a lot of the conventional wisdom has been that the larger the third party vote and RFK Jr. would end up hurting the Democrats. But our poll shows it could be the opposite. But we have to wait and see what other surveys and, of course, what happens on election night.
NBC senior political editor Mark Murray reminding us it's a long way to go till November. Top stories here on WTOP. The U.S. Senate approves new money and arms for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. The bill now heads to President Biden's desk for his signature, but also tonight, as a result of these congressional votes, TikTok could be closer to being banned here in the U.S. Maryland's governor offers a fresh update on a cleanup and salvage effort, of course, at the Key Bridge disaster site. Could be a major development for the Port of Baltimore partially reopening later this week. Keep it here for full details. Time to go to Bob Immler in the WTOP Traffic Center.
On the Beltway in Maryland, on the inner loop, all lanes at last report still blocked before New Hampshire Avenue by the crash involving an overturned car. Nobody is getting by on the inner loop right now in Montgomery County as a result, just before New Hampshire Avenue with the crash. On 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you are good to go. 270 North getting by single file right after Father Hurley Boulevard through Clarksburg with roadwork. Interloop Beltway after the Dulles Toll Road. Single left lane gets by, then at Carter Rock in Maryland. Two right lanes get by the work zone. On 95 northbound at exit 133 at Falmouth, single left lane gets by road work. Then you're getting by single file to the left once again at Dale City. And then to the right single file on 395 north at King. 66 westbound before 234 Prince William Parkway. Did have a crash in the roadway. Now, on the right shoulder, there was a bit of a slowdown there. Bob Inler, WTOP Traffic.
Now it's time for Veronica Johnson, 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist.
Tracking the next weather maker, we've got some isolated showers coming our way late this evening and overnight, and then another chance of some scattered showers for your Wednesday morning rush. Temperatures this evening as clouds move in will be between 58 and 64 degrees, and not a cool start to the day tomorrow at all. Temperatures between 53 and 58 degrees. And then tomorrow afternoon, we'll salvage it with highs anywhere between 68 and 74 degrees. Cooler air for Thursday and Friday, maybe looking at some more frost advisories. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
Reston at 64, Bethesda 61, National Mall 61 degrees, down to the 50s overnight. We're brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Prevent costly water damage and protect your home's health with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, Virginia drivers in for a big change in the rules this summer. And you would think that the state where people eat the most bagels would be somewhere on the East Coast. But it's far away from there. We'll tell you more coming up in 90 seconds.
We all have that friend who wakes up early to go get everyone McDonald's breakfast while the rest of us sleep in. This is your sign to thank them. And if you're that friend, this is us saying thank you.
Just a friendly reminder that right now, get any size iced coffee before 11 a.m. for just 99 cents. And a satisfying sausage McMuffin with egg is just $2.79. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Pulling up to Mickey D's just for drinks? Oh, yeah, that's me. Nothing extra, just perfection and a straw. Coming in hot for the coldest cups on the block. Because there are drinks. Then there are drinks from McDonald's.
Ever combine an ice-cold frozen Coke with piping hot fries? Try frozen drinks any size for $1.49. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Now is the perfect time to start on your next success. When you apply to University of Maryland Global Campus by May 31st, you'll pay no application fee. An accredited state university, UMGC offers online and hybrid courses. Plus, you can earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and work experience, or transfer up to 12 credits toward a master's. Get your app fee waived through May 31st. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
You're listening to WTOP News.
10:22, and I'm Dimitri Sotis. Thank you for being with us. New tonight, an American tourist is behind bars on the Caribbean island of Turks and Caicos, facing up to a dozen years in prison after officials found ammunition in his luggage. CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. More now on a State Department travel alert about this.
A tearful reunion at the Oklahoma City airport this morning was not the way Valerie Watson thought her Turks and Caicos vacation would end.
Just getting to hold them again. It just filled my mama heart.
She's home, but her husband and father of two, Ryan, is in jail on the islands, facing a potential mandatory minimum sentence of 12 years behind bars over four rounds of hunting ammo airport security found in his carry-on bag as the couple was set to leave Turks and Caicos earlier this month.
CBS News senior transportation correspondent Chris Van Cleve. It's become fairly common every summer here in the DMV. We're in for another major shutdown on Metro. This time it's part of the Red Line. Several stations will be closed pretty much all summer. Shuttle buses will replace rail service between Silver Spring and downtown D.C. from June 1st through August 31st. The buses will run for free, and some have limited stops to connect you directly from Silver Spring to the nation's capital. Four Red Line stations will be closed the whole time. This is Glenmont, Wheaton, Forest Glen, and Silver Spring. The Tacoma station is set to be closed for most of the month of June. Metro maintenance is being paired with Purple Line construction in Silver Spring this summer. Get all the details at WTOP.com. Here's something you might not be aware of. Virginia drivers have not been required to have car insurance. WTOP's Neil Augenstein tells us that will happen now. They must get insured.
Since 1958, drivers in Virginia could register an uninsured vehicle by paying a fee. At the moment, it's $500. But as of July 1st, all drivers in the Commonwealth will have to buy and have proof of liability insurance. The bill was passed last year and takes effect this summer. And next summer, the liability minimums will be going up. As it stands, drivers who have insurance generally have to pay for their own damages if they're hit by an uninsured driver. New Hampshire will now be the only state not requiring insurance. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
While the East Coast has a reputation of having the most bagel lovers, just like any other stereotype, it's not necessarily the truth. In fact, a new survey finds people in Hawaii eat the most bagels in the country, the average person snarfing down about 140 bagels every year. On average, Americans eat about 85 a year. Maryland here comes in fourth place. Utah is second, Kansas third. Cinnamon, raisin, blueberry, and plain are the top three choices, although I have come across a few bagel purists who say you just need to stick with plain.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP. 10.